This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Did you miss Cow Appreciation Day? There was a Cow Appreciation Day. I'm not joking. I'm not joking. But what are you guys looking at me like that for? There was a Cow Appreciation Day. Whoa! I got to tell you, it was all I could do not to make a bunch of Hillary Clinton memes. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Cow Appreciation Day. Now, I'm going to tell you, I appreciate cow quite often on my plate. In fact, I appreciated the cow a lot the other day with a couple of ribeyes. Mmm, delicious cows. Did you thank a leftist woman? You know, when you see one of those cows, please thank them. I'm just kidding. What? These are the jokes. If Bill Maher said it, what would you say? Huh? Huh? Could he get away with it? Yeah, that's about. I guess you'd be able to get away with it. First of all, it was a joke. Why would I disrespect cows just to get a laugh at the expense of, you know, leftist women? No, I wouldn't do that to cows. Cows, I'm sorry. The cow lobby, the beef lobby, ranchers, cattlemen all over the country, I apologize. Whoo, lot to talk about. Lots going on. The cave rescue is over. We got those kids back. President Trump was even, you know, he would send out a tweet, hey, good job, hopefully, you know, we can do whatever we can, whatever you need from the United States, we're willing to help. That poor guy died, that Thai Navy SEAL, they call him a Navy SEAL, but I don't, that's a misnomer, because he wasn't like a Navy SEAL, one of our guys, one of my buds, pardon the pun. Speaking of Navy SEALs, one of my friends, Carl Higbee, is out doing some good work. He used to work for the president. He's doing some things with police, and Carl's just, man, he's an amazing guy. One of those fearless warriors. Just as an aside, I watched 13 Hours again the other day because one of my friends is Chris Peronto. And every time I see that film, I just grit my teeth at Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. Have you seen 13 Hours? Man. Leaving one flyover by an F-16 and people survive. Tyrone Woods and Glenn Doherty, two Navy SEALs that gave their lives over that. You know, we had Delta Boys, we had all kinds of guys out there doing their job, just making things happen. And one flyover by an F-16. God forbid they have the drone drop bombs, precision bombs on the guys that were doing the attack. And that thing ends. It's a whole different situation. How pathetic. But you know what? It'll never be adjudicated. Benghazi's become kind of a bad word, and then sad. Oh, well. Back to the cave rescue. I'm glad they got him back. Dick Durbin said that those kids were, get this, trapped in a bureaucratic cave. That's what he said. That just goes to tell you how D.C. thinks. These kids who are, you know, led out on an expedition by their leader, a 25-year-old guy who's leading these kids. They get trapped in a cave. They got a limited amount of oxygen. They, you know, the tide won't subside. It's too rough. A Navy SEAL, you know, one of these Thai Navy guys dies trying to get them. That should tell you how dangerous things were. And Dick Durbin can't even make it humanitarian, can't even turn off his bureaucratic, you know, nonsense for just a second and say, God, I so feel for these children. I so feel for the parents of these kids. I so feel for the guy who took these kids in that environment, not understanding, you know, what was going to happen, this freak thing that happened. And now they're all fighting for their lives. He calls it a bureaucratic cave. They're trapped in a bureaucratic cave. That cave's got no bureaucracy. God, I want you to understand the minds of these crazy folks. No bureaucracy there. Hey, where was President Trump? President Trump was getting ready to leave for Europe not long ago. He's going to have his first meeting regarding NATO. And here's what he tweeted. The U.S. is spending many, many more times more than any other country in order to protect them. Not fair to the U.S. taxpayer. On top of that, we lose $151 billion in trade with the European Union, charging us big tariffs, barriers. He's telling you, this is why I'm going. I'm going to Europe because I'm going to, one, make NATO pay its bills, which he already started doing that. But he's going to, let's go, let's bring the accountants. Let's see, are you doing it? So he's doing that. And then on top of that, we're going to work on trade. You're going to lower your tariffs. We're going to balance this thing out, or else you're going to lose the U.S. Now, people, the U.S., our policy isn't just about trade. When we think about the philanthropy, the humanitarian efforts of the United States, it's not just about trade. See, we have a lot of people that work in the United States and send money abroad. There aren't that many Americans working over in Scotland and sending money back to the U.S. I mean, unless they have a legitimate job working for an American company there. There's no people that are burdening other countries and then funneling it back to the U.S. because our economy has to have it. But you better know, every country in the world has people doing the opposite. So, see, we're supporting it in that way. We support our efforts. Having the strongest military means that Japan doesn't have to have as strong a military as they've wanted to have, as they may want. It means Europe doesn't have to be as strong. It means, you know, wherever. I don't want to go through a geography lesson here, but they don't have to be as strong because we are, and they depend on us. We fund the UN. We fund the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, you name it. What do you think you're going to do? When we say we want more of a trade balance, we want you to be more equitable, and these are the industries you're going to support, they better stand up and take a listen. And don't think Donald Trump won't come back with that, knowing that that trade deficit will be cut in half or whatever he chooses. See, I don't mind running a deficit. I don't. If you've got a product and we need it, let's buy it. And if they have some things that you need, great. Buy our stuff. Our economy can absorb a lot of different things. And I'm willing for us to have a little imbalance, but I'm not willing to have an $800 billion imbalance in trade. That makes no sense on any level. And so the fact that Donald Trump's going over there and he will lay down the law to Britain, you can fly the big Donald Trump blimp, mayor of London, if you want. But let me tell you, at the bigger level, we're going to defeat you. If that's your win, congratulations. Have your win. But you won't win in the long term, not with a president who actually wants to make America great again and puts America first. When we come back, I want to talk about Ashley Judd. Yeah, Ashley Judd back in the news. Don't get mad because y'all think that it's worth it. I'm telling you. Ashley Judd is newsworthy. And you are winning. And you're going to find out how in just a second.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I gotta tell you, I love this next story. I really do, because I think the women's movement has become such a farce. The Me Too movement is a joke. Now you're saying, Kevin, you're on dangerous territory there, brother. Talking about women. You're not a woman. How can you dare talk about one? I can talk about them all I want. Because let me tell you, the women's movement, these leftist women, are nothing but a bunch of frauds. That's what they are. They have hurt women more than the Harvey Weinsteins of the world. If you added them all up in Hollyweird and anywhere else, the women have hurt them worse, far worse. Think about Harvey Weinstein for just a moment. If the first woman that went to Harvey Weinstein had said, "You get your fat little ugly hands off me, I will ruin you." If she had done that, we're not even talking about this. Now you're saying, "Oh, Kevin, you're going to forgive the guy who's doing it." I'm not forgiving Harvey Weinstein for anything. I can't stand those metrosexual eunuchs over there that use their power to become bullies. But you know who lets them do it? Those so-called feminists. Those leftist women that want you to believe they care about women. "Oh, we don't make as much money." How many ask yourself, of all the people that knew what Harvey Weinstein was doing, how many of them were women? How many of them were men? Let me tell you, the women were the ones who were the biggest pimps for Harvey Weinstein. His assistants would make girls feel, even when the girls had heard of his reputation, which was all through, known throughout Hollywood, nobody said a word. Then an assistant would say, "Hey, little starlet, why don't you come over and meet with me and I'll make this happen for you." And she's like, "Oh, is Harvey going to be there?" "No, no, it'll just be us." And then the two girls would meet. And she'd say, "Let me step out for a minute and get Harvey or bring Harvey in." And then she'd step out and the rest is history. Harvey would, you know, do what he did. And there were many women and many people that knew it. His wife knew it. Hillary Clinton knew it. Michelle Obama knew it. All of Hollywood knew it. All the feminists. All these so-called, we're in the sisterhood together. Woo-hoo! They're the ones doing it. And it wasn't 1, 2, 3, 4. Everybody sing it for me, 5, 6. No, it wasn't 1, 2, 3, 4. It was dozens. Probably hundreds. Over a 30-year period. And they want you to say it's Harvey. See, Harvey had a hunger, and many of those women that now want to be part of the Me Too hypocrisy movement, they filled it. And now they're mad. You know why? Because their careers are over or waning or whatever, and they all want to jump in. Let me tell you, their little movement has become so silly that a big old black dude named Terry Crews, you know who I'm talking about, big old buff Negro leftist, "It happened to me too." Big old sissy. Got all those muscles. Plays a tough guy in many roles. He's a fun guy. Looks like he's a fun guy to be around. But he's a big old metrosexual pansy. Because let me tell you something. If I had been in a position as he claims he was, where some little mousy Jewish director came up to me and grabbed me by my naughty bits in front of my woman, I'd have beat the dog crap out of that little dude, and I'd have had his job. I'd have had his Ferrari. I'd have had his pets. I'd have his home, his Malibu beach house, and Barbies. I'd have had them all. And I'd have still gotten my justice. It would have been my word against his. Really? Why else would I hit him? I got my wife there, and I have his reputation. What's he going to say? "I'll ruin you. Ruin me. But you're going to pay me $100 million first. Then ruin me all the way to the bank." They're liars. Disingenuous to their rotten core. All of them. And whether it was Uma Thurman, "I'm going to come out and tell my story." And then the first girl, Rose McGowan, "Oh, I'm the whistleblower." Then everybody, Ashley Judd, "Oh, he did it to me too." All of them waning, careers waning. By the way, Ashley Judd, she's cracking me up, too. Ashley blames conservatives because she can't get a job. Ashley Judd. Oh, man. She can't get a job. See, nobody wants Ashley in a film. Let me tell you something. I don't know this for a fact, but I heard this from friends of mine. She is married to a race car driver. And my buddies who are at the Indy 500, they said that people say she's the worst person to deal with on the planet. I'm telling you, this is what racers, I have friends in Indianapolis who are huge fans. We go up there every year to see the YC Indy 500. I didn't go this year. I couldn't make it. But almost every year I go. And these are people that know it. They know the drivers. They know a lot about it. And they were like, "Man, she's hell on wheels." So it isn't just she's mean-spirited toward conservatives. She's just mean. She's just got a chip on her shoulder. Probably because she's a cute girl. Growing up, man, she had it all. Her mama, Mama Judd. Mama Judd, fine as frog. And Mama Judd is fine. She's a good-looking girl. And she's picked up some weight. Starting to look more like Winona now. But Winona. Look, if you're into kind of chunky girls, Winona is a good-looking girl, isn't she? Don't be lying. Which one do you guys like? You like Ashley better or Winona? With personality? Okay, let me put it another way. Take personality out. Ashley or Winona? And I'm not going to laugh at you if you say Winona, because, you know, Winona's a big girl, but she's still pretty. She's still got a lot of mama's qualities. But you still pick Ashley? I don't think you pick Ashley. I think you like Winona. I don't think you want to admit it. I know I'm right. Yeah, I take Winona. But see, because I know too much about Ashley's personality, I can't take personality out of it. Anyway, Ashley's blaming the conservative movement, saying she can't get any acting roles. Hey, Ashley, I'm just going to put it to you this way, darling. It might be because you can't act. I did like her in that movie with Tommy Lee Jones where she played, you know, where she got set up as a killing her husband. But I can't think of, I'll put it to you this way. If you said to me, a new movie's coming out starring Ashley Judd, I won't even ask you the name of the film. I don't care that Ashley Judd, but she's blaming us. She's saying we are the reason that she's got issues, as my grandmother said. The girl got issues. And if we are to blame, by the way, congratulate yourselves. If Ashley Judd, if that is our claim to fame, that we stopped Ashley Judd from acting, give yourselves a hand. Come on, I'm going to give myself a hand. Yeah, woohoo! I'm going to give myself a hand. And you know what? I hope it translates into many others. Many others. You kidding me? She shouldn't be working. Somebody said, when I was thinking about this, and I'm going to get back to this other story I want to talk about with this Me Too stuff, because it's an important story. But somebody was saying that Ashley Judd, it was the speech she gave during the Trump's inauguration that did it, and it could be true. I don't know whether Ashley's, you know, there's a point where the women just, they don't want him anymore in Hollywood, or maybe she's just so horrible to work with. That's what they say about Terrence, what's his face? Guy was in the first, black dude in the first Iron Man. Terrence Howard. Thank you. They said he's just impossible to work with. Everybody wants to work with him. Too much of a perfectionist is what he says. Anyway, we come back, we're going to talk about this Me Too movement and a guy suing a girl. It's a strange story. Good story.
Jackson Radio Show.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is attending NATO meetings today in Brussels. He had a chance to sit down and chat earlier with French President Emmanuel Macron. The president talked about their relationship.
We have a tremendous relationship. We're discussing trade, we're discussing NATO, we're discussing a lot of different things, and hopefully in the end it'll all work out, and so it's great to be with you.
A firefighter was killed and at least a dozen other people were injured when a natural gas explosion leveled 2 buildings in a suburb of Madison, Wisconsin. Restaurant owner Paul DePula explains what happened shortly before the blast.
we smelled gas in our building, and you know, we were about to call the fire department, and we noticed that the fire department was already pulling up in front of the building. So I went outside to see what was going on, and they asked us if we smelled gas in the building. I said yes, and they ordered us to evacuate immediately. Apparently there was an accident. Gas was in the sewer because someone hit a sewer man who was doing some work.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The Me Too farce, that's what I call it. It's like the global climate change of the women's movement. Just another sack of lies. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. And I was looking at all the women involved in the Me Too movement. And I was talking about Ashley Judd, because she's blaming conservatives for her not working. And I said, to congratulate yourselves. We're going to put a lot of them out of business. What's her name? The girl that was in Hunger Games, real good friends with Amy Schumer. Amy Schumer's last movie flopped. I mean, there's just a bunch of flops, and good for them. It should be flopping. I'm glad we are finally winning. And we're winning in other ways, too, because there's some things that are going on that shows you that times are changing. The Me Too movement was going to be, quite frankly, a platform that the Democrats used to build up Kirsten Gillibrand. They thought it would bring down President Trump. They sacrificed, what's his name? Al Franken. They sacrificed him for the sake of the Me Too movement, for the sake of women. And he rolled over like a male hyena, you know, just got his belly rubbed. Because, you know, he's got no power. They had no power there. They sacrificed him. He fought it for a little bit, then said, okay, enough's enough. Because he knew it was too much against him. He was no Donald Trump. But let me tell you, the movement has gone nowhere. You afraid of, do you know anybody, like, I know there are men out there going, man, how far do you go back and all this? But let me tell you, their wives, it's backfiring on their wives, it's backfiring on the daughters. They're looking at their dads going, my dad's not that way. My uncle's not that way. My husband's not that way. And they're burning their own. Look how many leftist journalists got burned. Matt Lauer, Charlie Rose. How many more was pending? How many more Hollywood people? How many more do we not know about? Still, this movement has not burned itself to the ground yet, but it's starting to. So here's a story. College student sues a woman for $6 million claiming her false rape accusation at a frat party has destroyed his life. And now this reminds me, what's it, the Duke lacrosse team scandal. These guys bring over a stripper, and she then later claims that the boys raped her or something like that, and it turns out it was patently false. But don't let that stop the left from saying all that toxic masculinity, these old privileged white boys taking advantage of this underprivileged black sister, you know, this black girl that was the stripper at their party. And it turns out she was lying. Utterly and completely. And she knew she could get away with it. And this is not just happening with strippers. This is happening with just regular people. regular people doing regular things. He said, she said, where the white person is going to lose because he said or she said is black. That's when you know you've lost it. People losing careers. I have friends that have lost careers, moved businesses over nonsense like this. Catherine Reddington, 22, claims she was raped by Alex Goldman after a drunken frat party at Syracuse University in April of 2017. Here's what they said. He's suing her. Yeah, he said, and she claimed this repeatedly on social media, that it was a Delta Kappa Epsilon fraternity in upstate New York at Syracuse University, and this guy, Alex Goldman, took advantage of her, and she informed police and the university of the rape accusations in the days after the party and has taken to social media several times in the past month to reveal the details of her alleged assault. Goldman, also 22, was expelled from Syracuse after the claim surfaced, and more recently was fired from his summer internship with an engineering firm when his accuser informed them of the allegations. He was never arrested or charged over the incident. See, this is a guy that's obviously got, he's too used to white privilege. He's expecting due process. Yeah. Listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, where we do give due process. And you know what I've learned in giving due process? That liberals are idiots. Not, this guy is saying, I didn't do anything. They never charged me. Nobody did a rape kit. Anything that they should have done if she believed this to be the case. And what do we know? Frat parties. The next time I hear of a woman being sexually assaulted at a frat party, I'm thinking to myself, you know, it's kind of that joke of the bear in the woods where he goes three times, gets sodomized, and the bear finally, on the third time, says to the guy, the hunter, I don't think you're here to hunt. How many women know you never go to a frat party? You know, certainly you wouldn't go by yourself. You go with a friend. You hold on to your drink, and that's if you go at all. Look, I'm not condemning all the frat boys because there's some good frat kids. I wasn't in a fraternity. But it does bug me that, you know, anything happens in a frat party, and you know it's a big party in a college and university where a bunch of liquor is going to be served, and then you want to cry foul? If an actual sexual assault occurs at a frat party, I want to be the first person to say investigate it. But I'm going to tell you something. I know college life, and many girls go to frat parties because they're wanting to hook up with somebody. It's just the way it is. Certainly these days, holy cow, man, it's actually too easy. It's too easy. So she makes this claim. This kid loses his engineering internship, fired. He gets kicked out of the fraternity. I mean, it's not his fraternity. He gets kicked out of school. His life has been upended. And I don't know, again, I can't say what happened, what didn't happen. I'll tell you a true story from myself. So I have a friend, I'm not going to say the name, two absolutely stunning daughters, beautiful girls. And I'm like an uncle to them. And I get a call from my friend, the girl, and she says, Kevin, one of my, you know, the daughters, your nieces, was raped. And I was like, what? So I get on the phone with the husband. I'm like, dude, do I need to come down there? What do we do? We going ninja or what here? And so they were like, well, man, Kevin, it's kind of extenuating circumstances. I'm like, okay, well, you know, explain it to me. Let me understand it. So they called me back and they said, well, she went out on a date with this kid, this boy. They know the kid, the boy. And they were at a frat party or whatever. She was 20. She was underage. He was like 21 or 22. Drinking, get a little too much to drink. And they end up sleeping together at the frat party. But, you know, she doesn't recall, like, saying I wanted to do it, and neither does he. And so I'm kind of looking at him going, you know, my friend's going, well, what do you want from me? You know this kid. He's a good kid. He makes an actual date with, you know, the girl who's my niece. I mean, my play niece. I'm telling you, this girl's absolutely gorgeous. She's stunning. she, I don't know what she's going to do with her life, but she's Marilyn Monroe pretty, just, you know, she's prettier, in fact. And she's out with a kid that we know, kind of, you know, and they go to a frat party. She drinks, gets drunk, and yeah, the rest happens, but it wasn't like he ran, like he was like, you know, I don't know, I didn't know anything or whatever. They ended up in bed together, you know, but I'm going, look, sorry, that's college. That's college. It wasn't like, you know, they trapped her in a room and a bunch of guys did, you know, whatever. No, this is two consenting kids going out. Being blunt, she shouldn't have been drinking. Now, I'm not excusing if I could look at it and go, oh, he forced himself on, I would be there to whoop his head. But there's no sign of that. And even she goes, look, I can't blame, you know, him. I mean, I don't feel like I was asking to have sex, but I can't tell you that I wasn't. Why? Because she was drunk. She put herself in a situation with a kid that is, and by the way, looking at it, would have been different if we were like, he's a shady character. But he's a good guy. We, you know, the family knows him. And being blunt, you know, he's dating a girl who's absolute drop dead gorgeous. You know, he's lucky to have her as a girlfriend. I mean, they, you know, dating, and he probably looked at his, wow, she's coming on, she likes me. Okay, finally, you know. So again, nobody knows, but she's not going, and screaming up and down. And in fact, when she said, you know, I felt like I got taken advantage of, we were all up in arms. But when she told us the story, we're kind of looking at her going, okay. Yeah, even mom's going, all right now. This doesn't sound like it. And so she's kind of fessing up like, well, maybe I kind of wanted to do, you know. Yeah, maybe, really? No, you did. You did. And we were about to, you know, do some harm here. So, look, I'm glad. I hope this guy wins $6 million. I really do. Because this girl did something that could have a lasting impact on his life. And she probably did it frivolously. Who knows why? I know there are people going to differ with me, but that's my opinion.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join One Way today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
I tell people all the time, you go to these big cities, there's an allure, right? You say, oh yeah, I'm headed to New York, and people are like, oh, how cool. Or I'm headed to San Francisco, and they're like, ooh, it's got such beautiful views or whatever. It's been romanticized. But if you go there for any length of time, you're just like, what? Get me out. Welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. Get me out. What am I doing here? This is crazy. Overpriced. Let me tell you something. I was in Paris. I'm going to tell you, the average individual meal, you get a burger. Go to McDonald's, get a burger and some fries and a Coke. And it's $11-$12. Something like that. It's at least double what we're used to having here. And you say, well, why? Is the burger any better? I can attest, it is no better. In fact, I think it's worse. But, you know, you be the judge if you happen to go. But you're going to spend, you know, $12, $13, $14 for a meal. that leaves you wholly unsatisfied. Go to a restaurant, and I'm just trying to think, like a strip steak. Now, that's not a great cut. 30 euro, 29, 30 euros, so you're talking about 36, 37. No, actually, 40 bucks. About 40 bucks. For a steak that here, you'd probably pay $18 for. Just kind of put it in perspective. So there's an allure to these cities, and they draw you in, and they have great chambers of commerce. But the fact is, these cities are nothing. They're cesspools. They're expensive. Here's a story. A major medical association is pulling its annual convention out of San Francisco, saying its members no longer feel safe. I can tell you this is happening in St. Louis, and to the point where the city should be in fear. They said it's a loss of approximately $40 million for the city and a warning to other cities with similar policies like New York. You could be next. What are they talking about? What policies? The article continues. Beautiful, hilly San Francisco has become known as a city where 20 pounds of poop was dumped on a sidewalk last week in a clear bag and remained there for hours. As the Post noted, human waste-related complaints in San Francisco, you're going to love this, have skyrocketed 400% from 2008 to 2018. In 2017 alone, there were more than 21,000 reports. Human waste. I'm not talking about animals. I'm talking about somebody just going along the way in the street, copping a squat, taking a dump. Where was I when they said a woman took a dump in one of the pools? Maybe it was in Paris. It was. Somebody was telling me this. It was like a Asian lady. Just went to the pool, like one of these ponds that they have around the city. Got in there. He's thinking she's like going to enjoy, like a tourist or something. Poop, just takes a squat. Does number two right in the old pool. I'm thinking, what, did she use the water to wipe her butt? I mean, lots of questions came to mind. I had no idea. I wasn't there. You guys are looking at me for answers. I don't have any. I just find it interesting that somebody would just, in front of everybody, take a dump. Now, it wasn't like she, I think she had on a sundress or something, and she squatted, and boop, there went the little youngin', and then she walked away. Somebody probably will have carnal relations with that woman at some point. Yikes. They said what happened in San Francisco is obvious. It stopped prosecuting quality of life offenses. And unsurprisingly, the quality of life for the city's residents and visitors decreased sharply. You want to tell people it's okay to take a dump? I was in New York. And I didn't see this with my own eyes, but I did see the article where a guy just literally just started taking a pee right in front of traffic. A homeless guy walking across the street, spraying it around like a water hose. I was just like, wow. In Paris, when I was at the airport, it was a lady. And I think she was from Ethiopia, just looking at her. She looked Ethiopian. And her two boys were peeing outside right in front of it was Terminal 3. And they had a little bit of construction, so they had a little construction area. And right where the construction fence, like a cyclone fence was, her two little boys were peeing in public. There's a bathroom literally feet away inside. Say 50 yards away inside. All she got to do is go inside, let her kids use the bathroom. Nope. I'm from Ethiopia. I can drop trowel wherever I choose. Bam. They dropped it right there. These kids did. In 2015, San Francisco courts stopped enforcing bench warrants for quality of life offenses. Police continued writing up tickets for public drunkenness or sleeping in parks. But when the accused failed to show up for the court appearance, a judge simply dismissed the outstanding warrant. Do you think they would have done that for you or me? No, that's reserved for the crazies or the people that aren't going to you know, that aren't contributing to the San Francisco or New York, but in fact are taking away from the quality of life. They said New York started following San Francisco's lead in 2016 when Manhattan DA Cyrus Vance Jr. announced his office would no longer be prosecuting offenses such as public urination. Both cities have accepted that they'll continue to have a large number of people living on the streets and inevitably using their sidewalks as a toilet. I don't even know what to say, man. I mean, it's so disgusting. I see the dogs, you know, people bring their dogs out and they walk them. And generally speaking, they have a doggy doo-doo bag and they'll put it away. But, you know, the pee, it just goes into whatever bit of shrubbery or dirt that's there. And I'm going to tell you, there's some areas of New York that smell like, Subway once I was on getting on, smelled like nothing but urine. Somebody in the subway just decides to pee right there. Who cares? They said New York has tried Band-Aids, no real solutions. City spends, and these numbers are staggering. This is so surprising. I had to read it over and over just to make sure I got it right. The city now spends $500,000 a day housing homeless people in hotels. $500,000 a day. That's over it's almost $200 million a year. Putting homeless in hotels. You're going to love this. If you've ever visited New York, maybe you want to stay at the Plaza somewhere nice. Here's what they said. One particular night in 2017, the city spent $648,000 booking the homeless into $549 hotel rooms near Times Square. The temporary solution is wildly expensive, doesn't produce any lasting reduction in the homeless population. $648,000, a $549 hotel room. Now, before you get all freaky on me with that, see, the $549 for a hotel in New York, understand this. On a regular night in New York, when I go with Fox and as many nights as they book, for people, guests and stuff, our rate's like $325. It's a really decent hotel. I stay at the Warwick. I love the Warwick. But the Plaza, you're probably looking at off-peak $550. So it's not exactly slumming it, even though there's better in New York. I mean, you can easily stay somewhere for $1,500 a night. But that's some nice digs. But here's what's really most interesting is who's coming off the street. So BuzzFeed did a story, and they said that the city's explosion of drug use has tested San Francisco's image as a liberal, compassionate urban oasis, and that according to the city's Department of Health, there are about 22,000 intravenous drug users in the city, or about 470 per square mile. Few want to live in a place where you risk stepping on a discarded needle, as San Francisco mayor actually did. Mark Farrell actually stepped on a needle. Yet also in May, Bill de Blasio told police to stop arresting people for smoking marijuana in public starting August the 1st, and the city's plan to open 4, quote, safe injection sites where heroin users can shoot up under the supervision of a doctor. That's what the cities have come to. It isn't about rehab, helping people get their lives together. It's about indulging the things that are killing folks. And the left will tell you this is compassion. Who would you want to live next to one of these safe injection sites that they're going to build? One of the 4? Man, they say that neither one of these guys have affordable housing and they're not doing anything about it. Oh, well.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.